You're listening to the Al Franken Show. I'm Al Franken. With me, of course,
I'm Catherine Lanfer, and we are continuing our conversation with Joe Wilson, of course, a former ambassador and at the one of the centers of the controversy engulfing Judy Miller and Matt Cooper. Joe, we wanted to get your reaction just to the news, the latest news on Judy Miller and Matt Cooper, and I'm wondering especially just your reaction to her imprisonment.
Well, I think it's a real tragedy that that she languishes in prison while somebody sits comfortably ensconced in an office, senior administration position, and is too cowardly to step forward and accept responsibility for what he or she said to her. Remember, the president said early on that he expected everybody to cooperate fully with this investigation. It took litigation up to the Supreme Court before Mr. Rove acknowledged having spoken to Cooper. In fact, I don't think he ever acknowledged
that. Well, the reason they acknowledged it finally was that Time magazine agreed to give over the emails that Matt Cooper had sent, which identified him, and that's finally when he did this. After, of course, denying it.
Operation. I just would not consider that in the spirit of the president's order. And then now clearly, whoever Judy Miller's source is just too cowardly to step forward and acknowledge his own responsibility in this matter, and as a consequence, she sits in jail.
What, to you, what is at the center of this controversy?
Well, I think if we put this in a sort of geopolitical context, what we have here is the cover-up of the web of lies that underpin the justification for going to war. Now, I pulled back the veneer on that cover-up, and in order to preserve the cover-up, they went after me. And so if you understand it in that context, it's very clear that Valerie and her 20 years of service to this country, Matt Cooper and the agony that he and his family went through, and Judy Miller languishing in jail are really collateral damage in the administration's efforts to cover up the web of lies that underpinned the going to war. The real victims, of course, are the American people who have been deceived, the Constitution, which has now been under some assault, both on First Amendment and war powers or responsibilities, and, of course, most dramatically, the 1,765 Americans who have been killed in Iraq, the 13,000 who have been injured and their families, and the thousands of Iraqis who have been killed, injured, and displaced as a consequence, essentially, of a war we undertook under false pretenses.
And you know, obviously a war they wanted to conduct and didn't have faith in the American people to hear the truth.
Well, they were going to conduct it one way or another, and
right.
Had they told the truth, there would have been really no justification for taking the actions they took, the invasion, conquest, and occupation of Iraq. There was, I believed, in all my writings I've reflected this, there was a legitimate need to resuscitate the international political will to deal with Saddam Hussein and the suspected weapons of mass destruction he still had in violation of security.
Yeah, you wrote a very strong editorial, February 8th, I believe, and it was after the president's speech when you believed in the president's State of the Union address when he said those 16 words that he must have been referring to something other than Niger, right?
That's right, yeah. I believe he was probably referring to another country in Africa. It was really only in March when Dr. Albarde spoke out on the documents. And by the way, we were required, as was the United Kingdom, to turn over all information we had on prohibited weapons programs to the International Atomic Energy Agency by Article 10 of UN Security Council 1441, that resolution, which we co-wrote with the British. So Dr. Albarde was perfectly within his rights to keep demanding that we provide some evidence and some proof of the assertion that was being made first by the State Department and subsequently by the President.
So in all the interviews you're doing, and there is still this effort to smear you. Is the press catching on? Is the press catching on when Melman goes on and says...
What kind of questions are you getting asked?
Well, I'm obviously getting all the questions asked me to rebut the Republican talking points, and I'm happy to. Although I try and preface everything by saying, you need to understand the issue is not me. The issue is, did somebody violate the law? Or did somebody violate the ethical standards to which we should hold senior public officials by leaking the name of a clandestine officer? And that's the issue. So if we can get keep focused on that, I think we're focused on what's really important.
Speaking of which, and we're down to just seconds here, you said the center of this is a cover-up of a web of lies. How far along do you think we are in peeling back that cover-up?
Oh, I think there's a ways to go. I think one of the things that's happened as a consequence of this latest spate of activity is that the journalists now are more interested in finding out exactly how far the administration was prepared to go, both in smearing me. And they're now looking, for example, at whether there was contact between Rove and the staff members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence report, which was clearly another smear on both Valerie and myself.
All right, Joe, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. I want to thank you for joining us.
And say,
as always, it's a great pleasure. You guys do good work. Keep
educating
the American public.
Thank you, Joe. Say hi to Victoria.
That's former Ambassador Joe Wilson here on the Al Franken Show.